USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Congress may be missing a few bucks if they don't come up with a solution on the debt ceiling. If Congress can't do its job, members shouldn't get paid. That's a bipartisan bill that was introduced today. The bill would block members of Congress from getting paid for each day the debt ceiling is not lifted following a default, or for each day following the start of a federal government shutdown. DeSantis looks as if he's close to announcing for a run for the presidency.
The Washington Post is reporting that two people familiar with the Republican governor's plans say DeSantis will kick off his campaign for the GOP nomination as he gathers top fundraisers in Miami. DeSantis is also expected to launch his candidacy with an event after Memorial Day in his hometown of Dunedin. He is considered the most serious challenger to former President Trump in the race for the Republican nomination. I'm Skip Kelly.
The accused Pentagon leaker is believed to have posted classified documents to an international chat. Federal prosecutors say the 21-year-old shared documents on the chat website Discord. The Air National Guardsman was arrested in April for leaking top-secret documents, including some that contained information on the war in Ukraine. The FBI may be crumbling before our very eyes.
A hearing is taking place on the Hill today involving multiple whistleblowers from the FBI alleging illegal activities at the highest levels of America's top law enforcement agency. Wyoming Representative Republican Harriet Hageman on the need for whistleblowers.
Whistleblowers are protected by law, and the reason is simple and understandable. We must be able to count on disclosures from rank-and-file employees.
Hageman on what's been discovered by the whistleblowers.
Misallocation of law enforcement resources and misconduct within the leadership ranks of the FBI. In short, the leadership in the FBI is politically corrupt.
That's Lance Pry reporting. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Walgreens is set to pay San Francisco nearly $230 million to settle a case over the company's distribution of opioids. The city attorney made the announcement Wednesday, saying San Francisco will receive the sum over the next 14 days. The Northern California city sued the pharmacy chain in 2018 over its role in the opioid epidemic. Former House Speaker Paul Ryan is being honored with an official portrait at the U.S. Capitol. Speaker Kevin McCarthy said there is no greater warrior for prosperity, freedom, and strong economy than Paul Ryan. Prior to the unveiling of the portrait in Statuary Hall, the Wisconsin Republican served as Speaker from 2015 through 2019. Members of Television Writers Union are on strike in Chicago. Comedian Bobcat Goldthwait was one of the many Writers Guild of America members who formed a picket line yesterday in front of the NBC Tower in downtown Chicago.
I have friends who were like showrunners on really popular shows that are seriously leaving the business because they can't, you know, they can't make an actual decent wage.
The demonstration is part of a work stoppage that has halted the production of numerous TV shows. They're demanding better pay and contract structures. The U.S. power grid may be at risk this summer. In the North American Electric Reliability Corporation report warned the vast majority of the U.S. grid may face elevated power outage risks during bad weather conditions this summer. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.